of oblivion I will crawl. Just please keep playing those songs and keep the madness out and the loneliness far away. This life's a Cadillac, but there are some among us just not coming back. So may my tombstone stand shining into the night. The golden glow from the headlights of some people who are feeling alright.
The Daves. I'm David Badanek.
I'm Dave Campbell.
I'm Dave Frank.
We're the Daves.
And you're listening to CITR FM 101.9.
CITR Radio.
And these are the Daves of our lives.
Now listen to me carefully, is being given a special package, and I don't want you to open it. Do not open it. Cameras are on you, so do not open until I tell you.
Joy rising. Joy is about to rise right now.
Does everybody have a box?
Yes!
All right. Inside one of these boxes is a key. Do not open it yet. Okay, everybody, listen up. Here is the deal. If your box has a key, you will be the last person today to get one of those cute little G6s. Okay? Who will it be? Are you ready? Hold on. Are you ready? JR is back in our audio booth. I want, you know, JR, this calls for a drum roll. Cue the drum roll. All right, open your boxes. Open your boxes. Come on.
Are listening to Stereo Blues on CITR 101.9 FM. Unfortunately, we are not giving away cars today, but Oprah was in town yesterday, so I felt kind of inclined to remind the audience that that happened. I don't know. I think I saw tickets going for like $400 for the show, which is, it would have been been a great show, but I just, it's, I feel like it's such a spectacle, which is another thing in itself. But up next, I am going to play a track from White Mystery's upcoming album. It will be released in April, and it's called Telepathic, out on Burger Records. One of my all-time favorite bands, two gingers. Their hair is like melded together on the front of the album. It's beautiful. So this is the track Secret Garden, just off of their Bandcamp page.
Ahead. the holiday ball. Let me chop it, let me chop it, let me chop it.
On Friday, January 25th, come to Seymour Mountain. On Friday, January 25th, come to Seymour Mountain for the Great Northern Concrete Toboggan Race, an annual event that challenges the creativity, innovation, and technical skills of engineering students from all across Canada. Participating teams must design and construct a toboggan with a metal frame and a running surface made completely out of concrete. For more information, go to gnctr2012.com.
And we're back with Stereo Blues. We just heard a track, Roger and the Gypsies, Pass the Hatchet, Parts 1 and 2. And from what I believe, that was recorded in the 60s by 7B label from Eddie Bowe. And he was under sort of like the moniker of Roger and the Gypsies, if I'm correct. And he was also from New Orleans. And I've been thinking of actually doing a New Orleans show coming up. Okay, it might be in the future. All right, and before that, we had Indian Wars, and that was Florida from their newest release, Songs from the North. Excellent track. So great. Just love it. And yeah, so we're going to hear some more White Mystery from their upcoming album. This is Fun Times.
Lake walls inside a boat of blue, lead the way. Peace and answer, well, there's two happiness lies.
Sex with Strangers, along with guests Fine Times and The Never Surprise, will be playing at the Media Club on January 24th. Catch this Vancouver band with a soft spot for metal and 60s ballads. Tickets $10 in advance at hipcitymusic.ca, sponsored by CITR 101.9 FM.
All right, and we are back in the studio, and we have a special guest.
Hi, everyone.
And how about, would you like to introduce yourself?
Sure. My name's Alexis Carnwell. I am the high school intern for the week here at CITR. It's been a really cool experience for me.
So what are some of the things that you've been getting up to this week?
I've been on air on Wednesday. I did a power hour with Tristan.
Awesome.
I've got to go through the music room, so that's a archive with all the music, CDs and records, which is really awesome.
33,000 CDs, oh my god.
I also got the chance to interview and edit a piece for a news show airing today between 5 and 6.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah, I realized how difficult it is to edit just a, like, 10-minute piece.
Yeah, what is your piece going to be on?
It's about the Big Brothers and Sisters Society of Canada.
Okay.
They did some research recently. They conducted a 5-year research on youth, and they found out some information on what mentoring children can affect and what it does for them in the future. So, yeah, I learned a lot through that news piece and through learning how to edit, learning how to conduct an interview. It was a really great week, and I'm really thankful for everyone at CITR who has been so helpful and really gracious to me coming in.
Oh, yeah. This has been such a treat. I love it. Awesome. Well, let's play a new track, and then maybe we'll come back on air and chat a bit more. Okay.
Sounds good.
Awesome. So this is the track from the band Natural Child, and that's how I got to Memphis. All right, and we are back. The track that we just heard was from Natural Child. That's How I Got to Memphis. Always have wanted to go to Memphis. Yes. So,
The next track is actually my pick. I really enjoy Montel Jordan. I'm a really old school kind of person.
Nice.
Call me an old soul. The track is called This Is How We Do It, and it's probably one of my favorite songs. I like get ready to it in the morning.
Oh yeah, those are good signs. That's a sign of a really good track.
They wake me. Like, it's the song wakes me up and basically gets me going. I don't know. It's like it's a whole lot of energy, and I really really enjoy it. So I hope you guys like it.
All right, here we go.
Sunday, January 27th, Fortune Sound Club and Psychic Pornography present XXYYXX with guests Cyril Hahn, Camdales, Headspace, and Klein. Tickets are already sold out, but there will be a limited amount released at the door. Sponsored by 101.9 FM, CITR.
How much do you know about bikes? Everything? Perfect. Nothing at all? Even better. At the UBC Bike Kitchen, you can use our space and tools to do your own bike maintenance, get one-on-one instruction on how to fix your bike yourself, or drop your bike off for us to repair. You can also buy a fully refurbished, guaranteed used bicycle, or a variety of new and used parts and accessories. The Bike Kitchen is UBC's non-profit, student-owned, full-service bike shop. We're located in the basement of the Student Union Building. Just look for the stairwell on the north side of the sub across from Gage Towers, or search for the UBC Bike Kitchen on Facebook. Stop by the Bike Kitchen, and then get riding.
Want to know what's up at UBC? Read the UBC. It's only the largest student newspaper in Western Canada, and it's written and edited entirely by UBC students. The UBC is your source for on-campus news, culture, and sports. New editions come out every Monday and Thursday. For breaking news as well as amazing videos and blogs, check out ubc.ca.
All right, and myself and Alexis are back.
Indeed. Hello, everyone.
And the track that we just played was from local band Sex Church, from their album called Somnambulous that was just recently released. So definitely recommend picking up that LP. But now we are going to talk about a movie report with Alexis.
Yes, so I am avidly surrounded by movies in my life. Out right now, a lot of hit movies. I don't know if any of you guys have seen Les Mis. I've heard
I haven't seen it.
Personally, I haven't seen it either, but mm-hmm. a lot of my coworkers rant and rave. So some people say either they're absolutely in love with it. Some people say, eh, the Broadway version was better. Mm-hmm. I mean, I guess it's up to you to decide, but I mean, I heard Anne Hathaway was quite the tearjerker. Other movies out right now? I'm not sure. I did hear a lot. So I did watch Life of Pi.
Okay.
That was a lengthy film.
Yeah, isn't it something like 2.5 hours or something?
It's about 3 hours.
3 hours of sitting?
It feels like 4 or 5, but it was actually a good movie. A lot of people say it's based, some people couldn't see it coming off of the book. It's originally adapted from a book. And so, I mean, I personally enjoyed it and thought, like, this is really creative. And I actually love to read the book now, mm-hmm. even though I already saw the movie. I think it would be amazing to see how they put it into words and how they piece that together and put the images in your mind that way.
Yeah, it's a good book. I think I remember. Yeah, I tried reading it. I'm not sure if I finished it. Awesome. Well, thank you so much for Movie Report with Alexis. Up next, we are going to play a couple more tracks. Here is a track from Armando Travaglioli called Il Profeta. All right, and that was, I just really like that one because it kind of reminded me of elevator music or lounge music. I really liked it. All right, so we're back in studio with Lex again. And we are almost closing up here, and it was awesome to have you in the studio. Thanks so much.
I want to thank you for letting me sit in on your show.
This was great. What was I going to say? And thanks to everyone listening to the show, Stereo Blues, every Friday from 11 till 12 p.m. And yes, so we are going to close off with one track that Alexis chose for us today. And what is the name of the track?
It's by TLC. It's called Creep, one of my favorite old school jams. Kind of reminds me of the Montel Jordan song that we played earlier. Mm-hmm. It's just one of those, like, to me at least, a feel good kind of.
It's a feel good.
Get up and dance and feel, you know, groovy, I guess. I don't know. I love your music. It's very loungy and relaxed.
Loungy. That's so great. Thank you.
Turn it into an adjective.
Awesome. Okay, so we're going to finish off with Creep by TLC. Have a great Friday.